This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest swap of Hamas militant held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel took place Tuesday evening as part of a ceasefire agreement between the warring sides. 10 Israeli hostages, 9 women and a 17-year-old girl, and 2 Thais were handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza and were back in Israeli territory. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire until Wednesday, raising the prospect of further exchanges. Since Friday, Hamas has released 81 hostages, mostly Israeli nationals, while Israel has freed 180 Palestinian prisoners. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday of health concerns in Gaza Strip.
The World Health Organization warns that even more people could die from disease than from bombs if the besieged enclave's health system is not repaired.
No medicines, no vaccination activities, no access to safe water and hygiene, and no food.
WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris on Tuesday added that nearly 3/4 of hospitals, or 26 out of 36, have shut down entirely in Gaza due to bombings or lack of fuel. Under the terms of a pause in fighting, Israel has allowed more aid to flow into Gaza, including food, water, and medicine, although aid agencies say it is not enough to meet the immense needs.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg responding to accusations of Western double standards said on Tuesday international law had to apply in all conflicts, but the wars in Ukraine and Gaza were very different.
Ukraine never posed a threat to Russia. Ukraine never attacked Russia. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was an unprovoked invasion, full-scale invasion of another country.
Arab leaders have accused